March 25th, 2020. This is a special meeting, and one topic on the agenda today is Petersburg Borough Public Health Mandate Number 1. With that being said, will the clerk please call the roll?
Brandy?
Here.
Mark?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Jeff?
Here.
Jay?
Here.
Chelsea?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, and member Norheim is excused today. He's not, in phone contact. So the first item on today's agenda is persons to be heard related to the agenda. And member Norheim contacted the clerk, and he has some comments that he would like to get into the record today.
Thank you, Mayor Jensen. Sorry I didn't call his name. I should have. Okay, so Taylor, his comments are this. After the governor's latest mandate, I was not anticipating any further action required from the assembly. In keeping with our oaths of office and the Constitution, remember that we are tasked with maintaining life, liberty, and property. To my mind, it should be in that order. After this meeting, however, the vote goes, the assembly should start focusing on keeping the businesses and workers from failing. Not everyone can afford to be out of work. Best regards, Taylor Norheim.
Okay, thank you, Debbie. And I would like to mention that in the recent past, we have received 46 emails on this COVID-19 topic, and in particular, the stay at home, since I can't even remember that term right, the shelter at home that we've asked people to do, and now we have this mandate in front of us. And I asked the clerk today to see if you would do a tally on the people that were in favor of the assembly moving forward with this type of a mandate and how many people were against. Clerk Thompson, did you come up with that information?
I did, Mayor Jensen. I counted 40 comments in favor of the mandate and two against. There were four that were necessarily not for or against.
Okay, thank you. With that being said, I just want to clarify something for Member Lynn, who didn't attend our last meeting by phone due to weather. Member Lynn, we went through the assembly alphabetically, since we're not all in the same room to recognize if someone's interested in speaking. So with that being said, first of all, I need to entertain a motion. I guess we're two persons to be heard then. Is that correct, Clerk Thompson?
That is correct. We have no one in the room except for Officer Wachter and myself, so.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that information as well as who's present. So now item three, new business. It's 20-143, Petersburg Borough Public Health State Number 1. I'd entertain a motion to approve this.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Mucci and seconded by Member Lynn. So that brings us to discussion. And so Member Lynn, you will be the first one to have your input. And we can go through the order alphabetically as many times as we need to. And if there's an amendment to be made, we'll address amendments as they come up, if there are any.
Thank you, Mayor Jensen. Just a couple comments. I've read all the letters that have come to us. I want to say that I read Jim Floyd's recent letter to us, and if we go along with this, I strongly hope that we're willing, and I won't do it right now, but we're willing to follow Jim's advice and Carl's recommendation from that. And with that, I'll stop for the minute. Thank you.
Member Lynn, Member Moreau, do you have comments today?
Honestly, I'm kind of wavering on this. I understand the importance to shelter in place. I've been home for days, so I don't know. But to me, it seems like all the businesses are acting accordingly to our alert. Seems like people are being proactive, and I don't necessarily know if a mandate is necessary at this point. And that's all I got for now.
Okay, thank you for your input today and that part. And Member Mucci?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have about, it looks like seven questions, but I'd like to start out with an amendment to this health mandate number one.
Okay, and the amendment is?
I am referring to page 3, section 2. Subsection F regarding grocery stores.
Yes, so the question is?
I would like to change the wording, a maximum of 10 patrons to a maximum of 25 patrons.
Okay, so can you give the particular, is that like under 2, what number is that listed under?
F.
Well, it's under letter number F.
Okay, got it. So you would like to change the number from 10 to 25, I see. Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second it.
Second.
The motion has been made by Member Nucci, seconded by Member Lynn to change the number of patrons that could be on the premise at the grocery store, a grocery store, from 10 to 25. As long as the social distancing, I believe that was changed as well, or could be changed as well, in a proposed amendment to 12 feet, but that wasn't in the motion. So let's just address the 10 patrons to 25.
Mr. Mayor?
Any other discussion on the amendment?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Member Mitchell.
Yeah, thank you. I spoke with both managers this afternoon, and they're willing to do whatever is needed, but the 10 patron restriction would be a little bit difficult for them to enforce, and they could understand, they could deal with it better if we moved it to 25 patrons, and they would be, they would appreciate that.
Okay, any other comments on this amendment to section 2F?
I have one, Mr. Mayor, if nobody else does.
Okay, Clerk Thompson.
Thank you. I just thought I should point out that if we change that number from 10 to 25, it not only applies to Hammer and Wecon Grocery and Trading Union Grocery, it also applies to the marijuana dispensary, the convenience store, and other similar establishments, blah, blah, blah. So I think that it needs to be more specific if we're saying only for the large grocery stores.
That does make total sense. So
my suggestion would actually to be to just put in another sentence or two explaining that those two grocery stores would be allowed to have a maximum of 25 patrons on the premises or whatever it is you guys decide.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
This is Carl Hagerman. Can I offer a comment, please?
Sure, Carl.
Sorry to interrupt, but so I just wanted to make a point that Debbie is right that this applies to more than just the grocery stores, but it is a fact that it is qualified that it's a maximum of 25 patrons if the amendment is approved, and they must still meet all separation distances, social distancing values. So if there's an issue in any store with patrons meeting that 6-foot separation distance, then there'll have to be fewer people, less than 25. So it's kind of self-regulating somewhat. The owners of the businesses will have to regulate that.
I see.
Okay, are there any other comments from assembly members on this amendment? And
Yes, sir.
Mr. Eggman, who's this?
Member Stanton Gregor, please.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be voting for this amendment. I think you know, an underlying part of this is going to be all of us as citizens making sure we respect that social distancing. If the business owners say this works for them, I'll definitely trust that. So I'll be voting for the amendment. And just as a quick sidebar, thank you, Mr. Hagerman, for interjecting now and again. As incident commander, you are, you know, so close to this that sometimes your clarifying comments can be useful to all of us, as was the last one. That's yes. All.
Okay, thank you, Member Stanton Gregor. Are there any other comments on this amendment to change Section 2F from 10 patrons to 25 patrons as long as social distancing is kept in place?
Mr. Mayor?
Okay, will the clerk call the roll on the amendment?
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
So is the amendment going to be with the addition of Clerk Thompson's comments regarding the two grocery stores in town, whether they're identified as Hammer and Weekon or Trading Union?
Well, after Mr. Hagerman gave the explanation that even if it was a maximum of 25 patrons in the stores, including, for instance, convenience store, marijuana dispensaries, food banks, et cetera, if the social distancing isn't kept, then the store has to regulate the number of people that they feel is keeping within those guidelines. So I don't think there's been any amendment to make this maximum of 25 to just Trading Union on Main Street and Hammond Econ Grocery Store up on Hagen Drive.
Okay.
Any other comments on the amendment? Will the clerk call the roll?
Jeff?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Okay, so the First Amendment on this order today has passed unanimously with a 6-1 vote. And that changes the number of maximum patrons in a business that is listed as essential from 10 patrons to 25. Any other discussion on this order as amended?
Mr. Mayor, I have another amendment.
Yes, Member Mucci.
Under Section 2, essential business activities and government services are following. Under the same subsection F, I would like to delete on the bottom of the page, I would like to delete the words.
Excuse me, Member Mucci, what letter is that?
It is page 4. It starts on page 3, but it goes to page 4. It's in regards to the last section, the last sentence on page 3, and it reads, if any patron fails to maintain the social distancing requirement, staff of the business shall demand that the patron immediately exit the premises. And I'd like to remove that sentence.
Is there a second? Seeing no second, that amendment fails. Is there any other discussion on the main motion as amended?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I had 5 questions.
Member Mucci?
Thank you. So can Carl explain to me what has changed since last Sunday that has us meeting today?
Carl can, but I got notified yesterday that after this, the last meeting and then this mandate order was drafted up, Mr. Hagerman asked if we'd have another meeting. So that's why I called it. And Carl, could you explain what's taking place to ask you for this meeting?
Yes, I can, Mr. Mayor. So, thank you for the question, Member Mucci. At the meeting at Sunday where the Assembly approved the health alert number one, calling the community to an advisory action of sheltering in place, at that meeting we were made aware of the multiple emails of citizens calling for a mandate to be put in place and not simply an advisory. And after that meeting, the mayor did contact me, asked me to work on that mandate, as appeared to be the consensus of the Assembly. Since that time, the situation in Ketchikan has grown worse as far as positive cases. We have done more testing in Petersburg. No positive cases have arisen yet. There's been a total of 13 tests taken. Only four negative results have come back, so there are nine tests that are pending. It's just very vital that this community gets on top of the shelter-in-place, stay-home, stay-at-home social distancing aspects of the management of this virus. And the medical community is very supportive of taking the next step and going to a mandate. A mandate will allow enforcement action to occur if there are non-compliance issues in the community, whereas the advisory health alert does not allow that. And so this mandate is coming forward to take the next step in the seriousness of our response to the virus threat.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hagerman and Jeff.
Mr. Mayor.
Discussion on the motion as it's amended.
Mr. Mayor, I have like five or six questions I think we need to address here before I give up my turn here.
Are they all to the same person or?
Yes, they are.
Go through them one by one, then Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In Section 1, Section A, Number 1, talking about the essential activities are the following. Where did that list originate at?
Through the mayor, this is Carl Hagerman. That list of essential activities was drafted by our attorney, Sarah Heidemann, and it is based on other communities' mandates of shelter in place, other governmental lists of critical and essential duties, and also reflects some aspects of the health alert that was passed last Sunday.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Your next question, please.
My next question is, under Section A, under subsection 1, other activities determined to be essential by written consent of the incident commander. Can you explain to me how that will be, what are the mechanics there?
Yeah, through the mayor, this is Carl. If a business feels that they are misclassified as non-essential, the list of essential businesses is quite exhaustive. Many businesses in Petersburg do fall under that list. But if a business would like to be considered essential and can make a case based on other lists of critical infrastructure from state or federal sources, they can send me an email or give me a call. We'll get together, and I will make a determination on whether they are essential or non-essential.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Your next question, if you have more.
I do. Under Section A, starting on page 3, a similar question, where did that list originate from as the essential business activities and government services?
Through the mayor. That list also is been developed from other critical infrastructure lists and legal advice from the borough's attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Another question that I have is a big issue that we're going to be looking at, and is a big topic of discussion in the community, is how will this mandate be enforced? Are we looking at the local police department, Forest Service, National Marine Fisheries, or state troopers to help us with this, or are we looking to have more community-wide just policing, I guess, is the word?
Through the mayor, we want the community to do what is best. This mandate, although it is a health order, we are really imploring our citizens to read the mandate and follow it to the best of their ability. It is an order, so enforcement is possible. We rely on our local law enforcement, our police department, to perform that. They will do the best they can to enforce this. But again, I believe, after speaking with Chief Kerr a few times about this issue, they will try to do what is right to guide people towards compliance and not immediately jump to heavy-handed actions. Again, this is an issue. This is a situation that we're all in that requires understanding, respect for our neighbors, and acceptance of what we're dealing with. And writing a bunch of tickets or even incarcerating somebody it doesn't really help with that. But it is possible, and this mandate does bring that into play. So I understand the question, but I think in most part we're just expecting the community to please comply and not subject anyone to possible enforcement action.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My last question I have is, I'd like to hear from Carl about some understanding of how, when the commercial fishing fleet either gets back from Craig on the Rock, kelp fishery, or other boats traveling from other towns, any advice for the commercial fishing fleet for their day-to-day business of moving from a pound fishery to a longline fishery?
Through the mayor, this question has come up a lot, and with all the changes and everything happening so quickly, the travel mandate that came from the state, our health alert that that the assembly passed on Sunday, all that gets kind of thrown in the mix, and you try to make the best sense out of it as you can, in consideration of people working on the water and needing to perform those essential services. We're working on some much clearer signage and flyers that we'll be able to hand out to anybody that enters the harbor. I think that will help out a lot. It's not really clear, and unfortunately the state didn't help us a whole lot with the travel mandate. I think they muddied the water somewhat on the marine side of things, very soon, hopefully this evening or tomorrow morning, we'll have better signage and clearer instruction for how people need to prepare and act once they come into the harbor from the marine side of things. We are very aware of the need to conduct business in the harbor and in the fisheries, and we want to allow that as much as possible. But again, the primary concern is keeping our residents safe, keeping the fishing fleet safe, crewmen and skippers. They all need to stay healthy as well. So there are conditions for everyone to follow, and my hope is that that will occur and that everybody will be able to continue somewhat normal, but the normalcy of our lives has really gone away. So we're working hard to make that clear, but I don't know that I can offer specific advice in this meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thanks. This motion as amended for this, this mandate.
So moved.
Wait, hang on. Mr. Mayor, may I suggest going to the alphabetical order as we discussed?
Okay, that makes sense. So let me get to, that would be Member Norheim, and he's absent, so that will be Member Stanton Greger.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll be voting for this as amended. I think Incident Commander Hagerman touched on, in my opinion, really the most important reason of why he thinks this is important is the medical professionals in our community, the people who are truly on the front lines, the scientists, if you will, support this. They feel it's important for our community, and those are the people I feel I need to look to at this time. Secondarily, I'm glad we're hopefully passing this right now. We've got a lot of friends south, and they've been asking what's been going on with us, and so many of them have said they'd wished their communities had taken action sooner. One of the beauties, I think, of where we are in Alaska right now is that this has come here late, so we can learn from other communities' mistakes. And we have an opportunity right now to pass this, and then beyond passing this, the idea of us as just citizens following it, trying to keep lookout for our neighbors, look after our friends, our elderly, our young. Nothing in this order says we shouldn't be outside getting fresh air. We should. I heard Phil on the radio earlier today saying, yes, that is therapeutic and healthy. Get as much air as you can while keeping distance. Exercise. Be healthy. And obviously, what we're talking about right now doesn't impact any of that. It's when the dust all settles, the onus will be on us as citizens to make sure we listen to it and respect each other's boundaries and try to keep each other safe. So, again, I'll, based on the science and the medical community, I'll most certainly be voting yes. Thank you.
That leaves me, correct, Mayor?
I recognized you.
I didn't hear. I'll be voting for this. Thank you to all the public for their engagement on this, and thank you to Carl for all of his work. I would like to echo Stanton Greger's comments on doing this in reaction to the professionals in our community tasking us with protecting the health and safety of our community members. And I would also like to emphasize to workers, not only healthcare, but people around the community that find yourself in one of these essential businesses, if you see yourself in a position to suggest a better practice for you as an employee, please speak up to us. It's our job to advocate for you and help keep you safe. So please, the Assembly is here to listen to you, and I'll be voting for this and doing whatever we can to help keep as many people safe in our community as possible.
I don't think we're picking you up, Mr. Mayor.
Can you hear me?
I got you now.
Hello. Yeah, I don't know what's going on down here. Boat's swinging around in the wind, so I might be part of it. But, okay, so I go back to the top of the list. Member Lynn, do you have any more input today?
I do. I want to thank Carl and the team that's been working on this. I fully think that they have done it quite a professional and a very good job, and I'm thankful we have them in place. First comment. Second comment is that I have a daughter who's been working on new testing procedures, microbiologists, for the last 14 hours a day for the last 2 weeks and is continuing. From what she tells me, I think this is the right way to go. I know it's an inconvenience for people, but listening to what she tells me, I'm definitely in favor of this.
Okay, thank you, Member Lynn. Member Morrell, do you have any more input today?
No, not at this point.
Okay, thank you. That brings us back to Member Mucci.
Nothing more at this time, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Member Stanton-Greger or Member Tremblay, you just spoke. I just thought I'd go through the list one more time.
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
I'd like to comment on something Norheim spoke to in his comment about his concerns for the economic well-being of the community, and I'm right there with him. It'd be really great. The Juno bill and the Washington, D.C. stimulus bill, it would be really nice if we could have a special meeting about the economics of everything soon in consultation with Liz and Carl, just to give community members a chance to get a sense of where we are in relation to those larger things that are happening, as well as figuring out where we at the borough level could be getting involved to support people. Money is still a thing as we're considering all of this. So I understand the economic concerns people are having, and I think it's up to us to start thinking about those sooner rather than later as well. That's my comment.
Okay, thank you. So I'll close off and give my thoughts. Originally, I think that the man was necessary. I'm being at home and circulating around town, which you're supposed to, and seeing what's actually taking place. I don't have a grasp on that, but just it's up for talking to people. They say people look like they're being respectful and trying to abide by the social distancing. And, I don't want this to make people think that, I will be voting in favor of this, that I want to lay down some kind of a stricter law. I just want people to be aware of the seriousness of this situation. Our neighbors, Ketchikan, has, I believe, 8 cases right now, positive tests, but the medical professional is giving fast it can grow. The one person, the first person that had this infected 4. If both are infected 4, I just do the math, that's 16 and so on. So that might be a little bit overreactive, but in a week they could have had, if that ratio kept carrying forward, that would be 600 people. So I think being proactive and trying to practice social distancing and be thoughtful and be good hygiene, don't go out if you're sick. I think that's probably still the most important thing, but I hope we pass this order today, this mandate. So that's my input. And I'll give W Assembly Member one more chance just to get recognized from me if you'd like to speak some more.
Mr. Mayor, this is Carl Hagerman again.
Yes, Carl.
Thank you. So I just wanted to be clear on the amendment, so that the amendment as it stands right now is to allow a maximum of 25 patrons into the grocery stores and the other stores in that section of the mandate. The letter earlier today from Mr. Floyd also spoke about increasing the number of patrons in the hardware stores. Is that not going to happen at this time?
I don't know that was in the motion. And I've read that letter, but I can't recall. It went from 5. What's his number? Did he propose 10?
That is correct.
So with that being said, we'll give one more chance. If an assembly member would like to make a motion to that effect, you're going to call for the vote.
Mr. Mayor?
Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. If that would make it easier on Carl or either the hardware stores and the grocery stores, I'd be happy to amend my amendment.
I guess we just need another amendment to change it from 5 to 10 in the hardware stores, if that was your wish, if I understood you correctly.
So moved. I will make that amendment. Yeah, I'll make that amendment, Mr. Mayor.
So you would like to make a motion to amend the maximum patrons in the hardware store from 5 to 10, as long as they maintain the proper social distancing, which we have kept at 6 feet, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay, that's a second from Member Morrell, I believe. So is there any discussion on this proposed amendment from Member Mucci to increase the number of patrons in the hardware store from 5 to 10? And I believe if we're talking hardware store, would that be Hammond Weekland Hardware Store? Mr. Hagerman, could you chime in on that? I mean, I know we have other people that sell hardware in town and build supplies, et cetera.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. So this would pertain to Section 2. Or letter L, and it would pertain to hardware stores and automobile/marine supply stores. Such businesses shall utilize. That's not part of the thing. So it'll be hardware stores, automobile, and marine supply stores.
Okay, so that's what I was just trying to clarify. So. Without being specific, and I don't think that is the right thing to do to allow one merchant to have that ability to have more patrons in the store at one time. And it all comes back, in my mind, to the social distancing, which we're still keeping at 6 feet. So is there any other discussions on this amendment?
I have a concern. So much of our discussion is on only the social distancing, which is a huge component of it, but so is overall sanitation practice and the ability of keeping common areas that are touched clean. And so I would encourage Carl with how these amendments go. This is a mandate that gives enforcement power, and so I would hope that enforcement of sanitation of common spaces be looked at as closely as the social distance and be considered, because we know how long the virus can live on spaces. We know how many people over the course of a day, 10 people at a time, it can go on. So I don't want that to get lost in the discussion of the social distancing. That's my comment.
Okay, any other assembly members have a comment on this amendment to change the number from 5 to 10 for these hardware store, marine supply stores, et cetera? Okay, will the clerk call the roll on this amendment?
Yes. Chelsea?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark? Sorry, Mayor. Try again, please.
I'm not hearing you. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jeff?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Thank you. Unanimous.
Okay, thank you for that clarification, clerk. I'm cutting in and out here. So that amendment passes unanimously. That brings us back to the same motion to adopt this order, this mandate, the first mandate, health mandate by the Petersburg Borough. It's amended twice. So there's no other discussion. Will the clerk call the roll?
Mr. Mayor, one last thing, please. Mr. Mayor, one last thing.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's just a broad reminder. We're all neighbors in this town, and make it a point to be kind and patient with one another. We're all in this together, and if we stick together and see ourselves as neighbors will come out of this together. So and I look forward to working with all of us as a community to get through this time. That is all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Member Stanton-Greger. Is there anything else from any of the other assembly members? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Brandy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
And Jeff?
Yes.
Thank you. Unanimous.
So the order passes with two amendments, a 6-1 vote, and that brings us to entertaining a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
Okay, it sounds like there's been a motion to adjourn in a second. So all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?